Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye. Oh,
you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. We there.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Wildcats host DePaul, Illinois, Purdue, Wisconsin, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Tomorrow on the show, we will talk with Jason Leisure, who covers the Bears. We will also talk with Joe Ostrowski. I got some questions about some futures bets. And maybe we'll ask him about the bet that the Lawrence Holmes show and the Parkins and Spiegel show got together. It's a superhero team up. On Bulls to win the Eastern Conference. How did the money change? What happened?
Oh. Yeah, so we got to ask Joe about it yesterday on our show. He signed off on it. You got a line shop, okay? Like that's the truth. If you take this stuff at all seriously,
line shop.
I'll tell you what that means. So okay. you're a FanDuel guy. I'm a Rivers guy, and that's true and that's real. However, there are
that's real.
It is real. It's a learning lesson.
Trying to figure out the whys. I know New City, Old Irving.
Southside.
Southside. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Was it 63rd and Stoney?
63rd and Stoney.
Yep. Love that place.
But there are many, many, many sports books out there.
Uh-huh.
We have to now find all of the whys now. You know that, right? Like we gotta shout all of them out now.
Yeah, we do.
Googling. Hold on, I'm on.
There's
it.
Another near Southside one, it's like 32nd in Indiana or something like that. There's another one there. I gotta find the whys. We've been working on it all week.
You know what? This would have taken an intern for Matt Nagy 30 minutes.
Oh, and then the season could have been saved. Saved,
and then he could have just had it. He could have had the information. He could have gone to the podium and talked to Brad Biggs and said, you know what, Biggsy?
Yeah.
We have found all of the whys.
Yep. Evanston.
Start with 63rd and Stoney.
Right. We'll go to Evanston. That pool's very nice up there.
Oh, God. It's so dumb, but it's true. Yeah, line shopping speaks is at one spot yesterday. Bulls to win the East was 12-1. That's how I started the conversation with you guys. But then when there was some actual interest here in taking this bet,
yeah,
it's incumbent upon ourselves to look around and see at the other books.
So line shop, not line chop, but
line shop.
Right. Yeah.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, but yeah, but so we found the line.
Do you think I said shop?
I did because we found the line. I know what line shopping is.
Oh, I didn't know. You're not, you know.
Like a chop block?
Yeah. No, so anyway,
so
Lauren.
So how did the extra hundo get in there?
That's what I wanted to know.
Oh, I thought you were confused how it went from 12-1 to 16-1. Sorry, guys, I'm here. Lawrence, you know, I'm a big shooter, man.
I got it. Yeah, okay.
That's all. And you know, if it hits...
It's going to be good.
I want to be sure, you know, maybe I'll tip out Tanny and Shane a bit from the extra and all that. So you know, it's good to have a little bit of extra juice in on the action. So I was happy to put that up.
Yeah.
So wait, why didn't the two of us put in extra juice?
Speak said he didn't want to.
I was fine with a hundo.
You still can if you want. We can still pile on
make another bet.
And make another bet. But you had said 100, and so we just had you in for it. Just developed on the air as a thing.
Oh, okay. I was like, what happened here? Like, why is Parkins putting in twice as much money?
He threw his wallet on top of our wallets.
I wasn't trying to like one up you guys. If you want to bet,
he's
200,
the guy from Squid Game.
I still haven't seen it, but hey, man, go 5,000 on it if you want. Whatever you want to do, put it in. But as a show, we are there. Yeah. As shows, we are there.
I bristled at the extra 100 because I didn't want to do the math. I thought the math was going to get more complicated.
I assured him that 50%, 25%, 25% would be no problem.
Yeah, that's how it breaks down.
Yeah. So it's not that hard. Basically,
didn't you play poker? Like,
No, I know. And split. I like split pot games. I like Omaha High Low. Absolutely, I like split pot games. So here's the thing: you and I each stand to make $1,600.
Sweet. Go Bulls.
Go Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Go Bulls.
Danny stands to make $3,200.
Can't get anything past you.
See,
checking that math, it comes out the same.
But anyway, we all stand to win a lot. And I started leaking confidence, I don't know, about an hour and a half later.
Yeah, he was like, should I hedge?
ask Joe Ova, should hedge?
Hedge?
At that point, a texter said that he got in at 155 during our conversation for $25, and he cashed out by 320.
I saw some people hitting us up on Twitter talking about they got the boost. They got the odds boost that they were using.
Oh, yeah.
One of the sites was offering an odd boost on NBA bets yesterday, but only for $50 or less bets. So we were not able to do an odds boost for the 400. So, you know, and then people were saying, hey, I believed in the preseason and bought them at 45-1 mm-hmm. to win the East. And so that's gambling, right? It's when you get in. Like, if you bet the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl
that's real.
Before the season, terrible bet. If you bet the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, like, at week 9,
yeah.
That's an incredible bet. So, you know, it's a dollar cost averaging where you get in, man. But now we're here, and now we got to be afraid that we mush the Bulls.
No.
I know. Well, there's a lot of pressure.
Well, we've had more of a COVID outbreak since we did it.
I know.
That is upsetting.
What are we going to do without Matt Thomas? You know?
I don't know.
Actually, he played 19 minutes last game. He was useful. Good for him.
At some point, you do just need bodies.
Stanley Johnson, right? They got a hardship pickup, and they went out and got Stanley Johnson, who was, I think, he was a lottery pick. Stanley
Arizona,
Johnson.
Arizona, right?
Yeah. Arizona.
So, you know.
They need bodies. But also, you'll get to a point where you're going to want to be resting these guys for load management. Like, not even COVID. Like, I know we talk about them playing hard and playing every night, and maybe they're playing for a one seed and all of that, but
you can still do that inside the confines of, look, some of your guys you got to give some rest to. Like, the guys on the floor can still play with that same ferocity.
Right. And that's where, like, the people that are more old school and dogmatic about this – you're exactly right. Like, both things can exist. You could say, you know what? DeMar DeRozan doesn't need to play in the second of this back-to-back with 30 games to go in the schedule. Like, that maybe would be a smart place to sit him. But they're not there yet. Like, they're still all trying to gel and chemistry and figure out the rotations and all
for
that.
Sure.
So they are not there yet.
This is nice, though, to be looking forward to a Bulls game, you know? It's like every time they play. And I heard Bernsey and Layla talking about it, saying like, hey, we got a Bulls game tonight! Woohoo! And it's not the way we feel about Bears games, and it's not the way we felt about Cubs games for the latter half of the year, or even more than that. Certainly felt that way about White Sox games for a while, but it's nice to feel that way.
Evan Mobley, one of the best defensive rookies that I can remember seeing in the NBA. He's amazing, man. Like, that guy is just a complete difference maker on that end, and seems like he's got a pretty high floor on the offensive end. They're a big team. Lowry plays a lot of three for them.
He plays small forward for them, yeah.
They're coming off back-to-back losses to the Jazz and the Bucks. Had a four-game winning streak before that. Lowry's coming off a 20-point game.
Hmm.
But they are, for a Bulls team that struggles with size, like, Cleveland is a very defensive-oriented, very, very big team. It's, on paper, it's not a great matchup for the Bulls. But
yes, the matchup you don't like, but I still like the parts better for the Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, LaVine, Vucevic.
Zach will once again be the best player on the floor.
Correct.
Correct.
And the way that he's playing now on both sides, happy to distribute sometimes, able to take over at a moment's notice offensively, giving a crap defensively, talking to everybody, communicating. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to watch. He will be the best player on the floor. You know, a moment that we didn't talk about from the win the Denver win, which was so fun, is when Io just, you know, instinctively underhanded the pass and lobbed it ahead to Zach, and Zach went and got it and dunked, and then he came back and he motioned to Io, like, what are you doing underhanding it to me? Just kind of laughing at him. But it was the right play. It was, like, instinctively the right play. But it's just the vibe is so good with this bunch right now. It's very strong.
It is. It's very strong. I'm excited for the game. I think they're an underdog also. They're a three-point underdog because of some of the things we've been talking about. So they have been...
It is a little scary that, like, every day there's someone else.
Right, right. It's just, you know, not who you play, but when you play them. Like, obviously fully healthy in a playoff series. I think the Bulls are pretty considerably better than Cleveland. Cleveland's a pretty young team, but on this day in their building with this much of a depleted roster... It's a tough spot for the Bulls tonight.
That's why they're a dog. Lawrence, we're talking to Nick Irvin at 3 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, excited
about
that.
Io's high school coach from Morgan Park, now an assistant coach at Western Illinois, but, you know, one of, is it five siblings that are all heavily involved in basketball, all the children of Mac Irvin, whose Mac Irvin Fire is a fairly legendary Chicago AAU team. So looking forward to talking to Nick Irvin about coaching Io. Won a couple of state titles with Io, and now he gets to watch him. But one of the things we want to talk about, and Tanya brought it up in the meeting, is just I wonder how, like, the public league and how the high school hoops community in Chicago is thinking about the Bulls these days. It's a very different world
it's
than
great
it was.
Question.
Very different world than it was a couple years ago when the All-Star game was here and Chicago was celebrated as a hoops community other than the Bulls, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's a different time, so I bet there's a lot more respect going.
I thought that was such a, like, going back to that, and that's, I think that is the last, like, public thing that I did indoors was the All-Star game.
Man.
I think that was it. And it was such a wonderful feeling to see Chicago basketball celebrated in the way it was. The All-Star game, I thought, went off really well. But I thought that the way that they decided to approach it was unique. And I'm glad that they went with unique. I'm glad that you got to see the South Side and the West Side of Chicago represented in a way that you don't ordinarily see, even when we're talking about basketball. Usually it's been everything focuses in on Jordan. Instead of really kind of showing the love for the ecosystem that was Chicago basketball, that is prep basketball, which is King High School and Westinghouse and Simeon and Morgan Park. And it's also DePaul. And it's also Loyola in the 60s. Like, all of this stuff, I felt like they did a great job of presenting it in the most Chicago way and making it people that aren't from here got a real taste. And I feel like they enjoyed. Like, it wasn't one of those things where you start seeing people online be like, man, this is a joke. I think people are like, man, this is Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the more of that stuff we can do, the better. I mean, I still want the college hoops tournament. I still want the little mini weekend we've discussed many times. I mean, you know, get Loyola and DePaul
and Northwestern
and
Northwestern. UIC.
Yes, yes,
and Chicago State.
Yeah, let's get a little two day quadruple header and have it every year. And you can do it at the new place. You know, do it there.
Do it at Wintrust.
Do it at Wintrust on the South Side and make it a real city tournament vibe.
See, that's part of the problem, though.
Can't get everybody together on that.
Well, you can't get everyone to agree on a site. That's the thing. That if I'm not saying that this is what they would say, but if you're Northwestern, you're like, wait, why are we going to DePaul's gym?
Yeah, we're going to lose a home game or
right.
something like
why,
that.
Why would we go do that when, obviously, like, I'm doing the reads. DePaul's going to Northwestern at the Welsh Ryan Arena this winter, along with Illinois and Indiana and Purdue and Wisconsin.
But they're going.
I mean, it's one of these things in college sports just runs into this all of the time. Is it the goal and the betterment of the program? Or is the goal the betterment of the sport and the region? Because that, to me, is a hurdle that you should be able to clear if everybody agrees that, hey, this event is bigger than any one of us individually, because it would help all of us. It would help the region. It would help interest. It would help all of it. So,
and it's funny, Danny, because when you see these individual games that play, like DePaul basically plays everyone in the area.
Yeah.
You know, like they rotate some teams in and some teams, but they played Western already. They're going to play UIC. DePaul and Loyola got together. DePaul and Northwestern are going to play. Whenever you talk to coaches or administrators individually, like if I go to the DePaul Northwestern game, the Northwestern people be like, man, this is really great. This is a great thing for the city.
Mm-hmm.
So in these individual pods of it happening, I think people realize it. But when it comes to, well, wait, we're going to create a big pie of money, how do we divide it? That's where things get skewed. And I wish it didn't, because everyone seems to understand the importance of celebrating Chicago or area basketball when it's an individual game that puts two teams on display.
And there's enough talent for everybody to recruit, too,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah.
There's plenty for everybody. You guys see what Tony Bennett said, the coach of Virginia?
He was great with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, not the host of the Tony Bennett talk show. I like things that are great. Great things are fantastic. It was a good Alec Baldwin character before he accidentally killed a guy. But Tony Bennett, the coach of Virginia, they played at James Madison, little 8,500-seat gym. Virginia played at James Madison, and he was asked, why do you go to these small schools?
I'm having a great, great, great time.
Thank you. I like things that are great. It's the best. But Tony Bennett was asked, why do you go to James Madison? He said, well, when I was at, was it UW-Platteville he was at, it was small schools in Wisconsin. They were always trying to get the big schools to come to them, and they didn't. They wouldn't. So now that he's got a chance, he makes sure to try and go to those schools as often as possible.
It would be great if there were more people like that.
Right?
It would be better for the sport.
The world would be better.
Outside of the sport, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If humans were like,
paying stuff back.
I've given up on that. College basketball is easier to save than humanity.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
The
are
NCAA
you sure?
is more redeemable than humanity.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it.
Whoa.
I said it.
Dude.
I said it.
Did you hear Mark Emmert earlier today?
I was going to say, who speaks for humanity? And is that person worse off than Mark Emmert? Maybe.
Yeah, it's the person that runs, like, FIFA. They're humanity's spokesperson.
Yeah, terrible.
It's not great.
Terrible,
but
it's really not.
Oh, man.
What's easier to save? College sports or humanity? 312-644-67.
So I was reading the Connor Orr piece in Sports Illustrated, and then there was another piece about how we got to the college football playoff, and it's hilarious because all of the people that are quoted that were part of the different things that got us to the BCS and then beyond it are all like, yeah, I guess we're kind of in the same place that we were 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's the conclusion of the piece. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. Congrats on your squad, by the way. Just
Bama or DePaul?
No, Bama.
Yeah, he's rolling.
College football playoff. Yeah, I mean, I guess both of them.
He's got two schools. They're all rolling. How's Homewood doing?
But we didn't. I don't think we made the playoffs this year. It's frustrating. I think it's the first time in like 30 years or something. Not good.
The last time you and I talked about college football,
Alabama,
it felt like you had been resigned to the consensus opinion that I certainly shared, and it seemed like a lot of people shared, that it was Georgia and everybody else.
Yes, I was revived though. I had Alex Brown on the show. And Alex went through exactly what was going to happen in the game. Like, he called it.
So you went into the game with confidence.
I went in more confident than I had before I talked with Alex.
Okay.
And
that's all it takes.
He said, think about it. He's like, none of those kids have ever beaten Bama. None of them.
Hmm.
He said, think of what they're relying on. They're relying on a walk-on. They're relying on Stetson Bennett. And then as the game unfolded, like, once Bama got the lead, I was like, you know what? He's right.
Yeah, got inside their heads, and all of a sudden we're trailing to Bama. We can't do this.
And that guy in particular was not going to rally you against Bama. They'd have been better off making the switch at quarterback, and he said that Kirby won't do it, and he didn't. And so it felt that felt good. And what was interesting, though, was everyone, of course, wanted Bama out of the equation because maybe it gives them an opportunity to see someone that's different in it. It was interesting to see all the people that were like, screw Georgia. They shouldn't be in this thing either. I was like, wow.
They had their chance.
Yeah, that's tough.
Wow.
You know, it's like Herb Street's getting rolled these days on Twitter because he tried to, like, dunk the ball on people who had said a small school can't get in when he was a guy who was, you know, advocating for the big schools and against the small schools along the way. But he tried to say, see, small school can get in. But Cincinnati got in. They go undefeated for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
And there's three Power Five conference champs that have two losses. So the happenstance
an
of
unbelievable circumstance,
crazy
and confluence of events.
It took an insane confluence of events to get the small school in there.
And let me ask you this. What's the line on the Bama-Cincinnati game? And what's the line on the Georgia-Michigan game? I haven't looked yet. I just imagine that the line on Bama-Cincinnati
12
is way more drastic than the line on Georgia-Michigan.
Yeah, of course.
I'm guessing 12.
I'm pretty sure it's 14. Bama definitely opened as 14 against Cincinnati. I'll pull it up to see if it changed. And then yes, Lawrence, Georgia and Michigan was much closer.
And so the question becomes is I'm happy. I love Desmond Ridder. I think he's great. I think what Luke Fickle has done at Cincinnati is amazing. And I expect that he will, whenever he decides that he wants to leave, he will have his pick of jobs. But do you think that there are a lot of people that are putting money on the Bearcat side of this equation going into the game?
No. But I mean, that's we'll see what it comes out to, when it gets closer, and it might get bet up over 14. But that's what they always said, right? Give us a chance to play it out on the field.
You
but,
got your chance.
Yeah, and they're gonna get rolled. they're gonna get
you
rolled.
Said
damn
it,
time.
I didn't.
No, I mean that is what overwhelmingly likely will happen if you get your rematch. The look-ahead line is out, by the way. Georgia, who was a, 6.5, 7-point favorite over Bama in the SEC title game, a 1-point favorite right now.
I'm now, like...
That's against Bama if they both advance?
Super confident about them beating Georgia again.
So you thought that it'll happen, no fluke. By the way, Michigan, 8.5-point underdog right now to Georgia.
Wow! I'm less convinced that Bama and Michigan would be an easy game because I think that what Michigan does that I don't think Georgia has is that they've got a really good balance of I'll use the Matt Nagy term, complementary football. They can get to the passer without having to blitz because they've got two ass kickers at defensive end. If you look at their offensive stats throughout the season, they are a team that has found equilibrium in the pass and the run game. And offensively, I think they're tougher than Georgia. So I feel like of the three teams that are in front of Bama, they would pose the biggest threat.
That is a remarkable shift from where everyone was all season long. That line is available also, by the way. Bama, a 6-point favorite in the hypothetical matchup with Michigan. So I can give you
and
all.
And there's enough time now that Brian Robinson should be back and ready to roll. On New Year's Eve, which is problematic for everybody because then Bama gets to – they've been doing this thing, Danny, where they ran out of running backs at Alabama. Like, think about that.
It's hard to do.
That's really hard to do. Where even in the SEC title game, you had a converted receiver who had been converted over the last few weeks playing running back.
Hey, that's the future of the NFL anyway. Deebo Samuel and Cordero Patterson, here we go.
Matt Nagy was ahead of the curve.
Oh, no, he wasn't. Hey, you know what? You said something in transition. I know we're tight here, but you said something in the earlier transition with Dan and Layla I completely agree with, which is that, you know, they could have done it one way with Fields, which obviously we were screaming for, Danny, of giving him all the reps and getting him ready from day one. Or they could have done it the other way, where they sat him down and said, you're number three, just chill out, learn, watch, and we'll reassess, we'll see you in week 8, we'll talk, something like that. And they ended up middling it and absolutely doing him a disservice along the way. And that's before George McCaskey goes down and says he should start. I know we differed about this, Danny, because you wanted him to have like a couple of plays that he could get in there. So that means he's got to be the two. Maybe they could have found a way for him to be the three and to have all three quarterbacks active. I know nobody else was doing it, but putting him out there with the Dalton version of the offense when he hadn't had the reps with anybody and hadn't had enough practice was absolutely doing him a disservice. As we look at it retroactively, that did not do him any favors. And they didn't know what kind of game plan to have, and they did him a disservice with that. It's like Matt Nagy, in his heart of hearts, I think he really wanted to do right by Justin Fields. And as we sit here today, I don't know that we can say he did right by Justin Fields so far.
I think that we can say definitively he did not. I think we're there. I think that you're right. I don't think that there was anything, there was no malicious intent.
No, not at all.
Although, I will listen to someone who will say he wanted to see his offense work. And maybe that with his job on the line, he felt the best way to do it was with Andy Dalton.
Then stick to your guns no matter what we say, no matter what anybody says, and make him the third. And don't play him. If that's really what you want to do, you're the guy in charge.
Did you guys see this tweet from Seth Walder? Seth Walder, he breaks down analytics for ESPN, and he does route trees for receivers. I got to send this to you, Speaks. It's amazing. He did the Allen Robinson routes. Fam.
Oh, man.
Fairly uninspiring, close to the line of scrimmage, a lot of repetition.
Oh, sir.
Oh, wow.
I'll send this to you so you guys can have some fun with it. Because come on. Mm.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Nick Irvin on the show today at 3, Bill Wennington at 4, Mark Grody at 4:40. Justin Fields is back. Tiger Woods is back. Everything's coming up, Parkins. So, yeah, we're going to have some fun with that over the course of the day. And we're taking you up until Bulls and Cavs. So it should be good.
All right, boys, have a time. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.